Proclamation number 5210 of 12th of September, 1951. Brit of the Beyond. Thoughts of the Height. The bridge to the beyond should be entered often, i.e., the thoughts should often rise into the kingdom which is the soul's true home and should stand before every human being's eyes in order to be consciously striven for. For the true home of the soul is the kingdom of light, and in order to reach this, the human being must work on himself, i.e., live in accordance with his aim. The aim should therefore be sought as often as possible in thought. And from the kingdom of light many hands are stretching out towards you which you should take hold of. These are again the thoughts that drive you towards good, the thoughts that have God as their content and everything that cannot be seen with earthly eyes and grasped with earthly hands. You should often think of this, and then you will enter the bridge to the beyond, where the spiritual world will meet you. Although there are also dark shadows if you turn your thoughts unwillingly towards the spiritual kingdom, if love for God does not drive you to it but you think with discomfort of what will come afterwards, after your physical death, then you will be oppressed by those shadows, and the beings of light cannot have a favorable effect on you because you deprive them of the opportunity yourselves. But the influence of the beings of light on you humans is all the more beneficial if only you send your thoughts upwards in earnest desire for the truth. Then you need not fear any evil beings. Then light will be given to you from the kingdom of light, from beings who are happy to be able to help and guide you. They can come to you at any time and you to them at any time, for the bridge exists. You do not send thoughts into a nothingness when you ask upwards. It is the kingdom of light really, and it is the beings really who intervene in your thinking. They can also express themselves and do so as soon as you consciously establish the connection with the spiritual world. And as your desire is, so you are considered. The desire for good beings attracts them and they erect a wall around you so that you cannot be harassed by bad beings which come out of darkness and also want to express themselves. People are still connected to matter and there is a very slight danger of attracting lower beings through material thinking, yet conscious thoughts according to good forces will always protect them from them, for the beings of light are always ready to look after, protect and instruct you, and their power is so great that they can ward off the forces of darkness as soon as you call upon the beings of light and commend yourselves to God's love and grace. You are always protected if you are of good will and your will is only directed towards God. For your will alone determines the sphere in which you find yourselves. Your will alone determines those spiritual beings which have access to you. Enter the bridge into the spiritual kingdom often and consciously connect yourselves with the world which you will one day animate. Raise your thoughts but don't let them slip into the depths. Amen.